Okay, so based on the different nekudas that we mentioned earlier, I think we could say as follows, that it's possible to learn that the gather of the din, that tefillas arvis, is considered Kabbalah Shabbos, which means that when I'm a spal arvis of Shabbos, I'm already doing something of Shabbos. I'm being noig on hug of Shabbos. And that creates a mitzvah over here that's chal on me and chal Kedusha Shabbos. More than just that I'm being megala das, that I would like to be noig Shabbos, or that I should be also be melacha like on Shabbos. More than just a gibe das. It's the etzem and haga of being noig Shabbos that causes the chalais. And with that, we explain the dimion of the Gemara between the din Ma'ariv to Kabbalah Shabbos. Because the Gemara held that if Ma'ariv is considered a tefillah, then behechrich, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. And it's mocher from that which Abaye said to Rav Dimi, that when you daven betos Ma'ariv, it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos. What did he mean to say? What he meant to say was that it's not a Ma'ariv, and therefore the Gemara is a kasha from Rebbe that there's no toz between service. Which this is the sheet of the Riaz, that even when the tzibur is mispal betos, it's going to be chal on them a Kabbalah Shabbos, because since the tefillah is chal and they don't have to repeat tefillah, the hechrich, there's a Kabbalah of Tosfos Shabbos automatically. You daven your, it's not pshat because I decided to be in Kabbalah Shabbos, so you could say my decision was a mistake. It's not a das, in you. By tefillah, it's working because the tefillah itself is already, you would naik Shabbos. So it is Shabbos. So if we're going to say that the tefillah of the tzibur is a good tefillah and they don't have to repeat it, it means they already started being noig Shabbos, which they have to continue this anog of Shabbos. However, Rav Yishayinim, they're a chaylik on this Shita Duryaz, and they held that even when the tzibur makes the mistake, they're still not asabasis malacha. So one could learn that they're learning that the ged of the Kabbalah is always a matter of das, my rotzain, I want to be mekabel Shabbos. So even where you mekabel through tefillah, the Kabbalah is not any different than if you would say it out in words. And therefore, these Rishonim held that where the tzibah thought that it's already Shabbos, and they davened Ma'ariv, and now it became clear to them that their Kabbalah was betayis, so their Kabbalah is batal, because the Kabbalah is a matter of das, and the das was tricked. Wasn't the right das. They don't have to daven it over again. That's for a separate reason that the Rabbana will make all that they don't have to be tereach to gather together to daven again. But the Kabbalah was a Kabbalah betais, because that's totally in the das and the rotzen of the person. However, in the Ra'ah and the Ritzvah, it's shver to learn like this, because the Ra'ah and the Ritzvah said that one cannot be mekabel with Dibra alone, which seems to imply that the gather of Kabbalah is not totally in Das. If it was totally in Das, then why should Dibra not work? And yet, so what is it? It's the Hanoga. So then, why when the Tziba Davins, is there no Kabbalah of Tosefes Shabbos? So we have to say that their own Ritzvah held that even when a Bima Kabbal Shabbos through an Hanhagas Shabbos, it's not automatic because you annoyed Shabbos by davening Tefillah Shabbos, which belongs to Shabbos, that okay, now it's Shabbos. It's also working with Das. It's also working with Das. I always need Das. For Kabbalah Shabbos, you always need, so I need to have Das that I want to be Mekabel Shabbos through my Hanhoges Shabbos. That's the sheet of the Ron Ritzvah. Dibur alone is not enough. You talk and need to do some kind of Hanhoga of Shabbos. But it doesn't mean it goes without Das. It's Das that I want through this Hanhoga to be Mekabel. Therefore, if I was Ta, I made a mistake and I thought that it's already Shabbos. My anhagas Shabbos is not going to be nechal on me or kedusha Shabbos because the das was tricked. The das was a das. According to this, we can understand the sheet of the Ga'onim that are brought down the Beis Yosef, that they were mechalik between a Kabbalah through a Maisa to a Kabbalah through a Tefillah. That when I'm doing a Kabbalah through a Dibur of Tefillah, when I'm just being a Kabbalah through Tefillah, that's working mitaras das. And therefore, where the Kabbalah was mitas, it's not going to be chal. But a Kabbalah through a Maisa of Halakis Neris, where the etzem asiyah, the etzem maisa of lighting the neiris is purely a Shabbos dika maisa. Therefore, that Kabbalah is chal, even where there's a tais, because it's not working with the das of the person. To say that my das was tricked. The etzem maisa of hanhoga Shabbos is what's causing me the kedusha Shabbos. Because once I started being noig in Minhag Shabbos, it's Chalami, Kedusha Shabbos, even if I made a mistake in the Kabbalah. And we'll have to be Mechalik between a Kabbalah's Tosef Shabbos through a Diba to a Kabbalah Shabbos Eidei Maisa. Where the Kabbalah Shabbos through a Maisa has an outcome that is a Chalaisa Ami of Tosef Shabbos. And therefore, we find in the Rishonim and Paiskim many times that they were dining up if during Tosef Shabbos Kayim Kayim the mitzvah Sayyim. Meaning, is the Din Tosef Shabbos said for all Dine Shabbos because it's considered like Shabbos has begun or the Yontif has begun, even though you look outside, it looks like Friday. Or Tosef Shabbos was only said for Hosafa Kedusha Shabbos, which I would have thought that that's the more Pashtut side, that the Torah is Mim Chadish, that could be Maisav Kedusha Shabbos, but still not the day of Shabbos. Where do we see this? I'll give you a few examples to bring it out. One place is Tosfos and the Rosh and Psachim write that it's possible to eat the Suda Shabbos or the Suda Yontif early during this man of Tosef Shabbos. The Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham points out that's mashma that you can even finish the Suda Miboidin. Not only can you start the Suda while it's still day, but you can even finish the Suda. It brings a Trumas Hadesh and Rabbeinu Ruchim. And what's the reason? Because after Plag Mincha, it's already Laila. The Magmar brings the Shlob Hashem, the Sefer Hasidim, the Bach and the Taz brings the Meraham Prague, that you need to leave over kazayas of bread to eat at Laila. Because since there's a din that you need to eat the three Sudas on Shabbos, so I need to eat a kazayas when it's Laila. The Taz is Chaylik, and the Taz says, what are you talking about? Once you are mekabel yourself Tosefos nechol al hakodesh, this is a daraisa dekadin, and therefore I can be yaitze even if I finish the suda before the laila. So what was the other sheetis learning? Not the Taz. The Taz himself is very clear. Tosefos nechol al hakodesh is the chiddush of Tosefos nechol al hakodesh is that it's already Shabbos, it's already Yontif. So the Eliyarabi explains, because where do we know that you need to eat three sudas on Shabbos? Because it says three times, Ichlu hayoyim, Ichlu hayoyim, Ichlu hayoyim, hayoyim. It says three times hayoyim, which is mashman that you need mamas Shabbos, you need real Shabbos. The Iker Chiyav of sudas being learned out from a drush of yoyim, so therefore it has to be on the yoyim. So that's why you're not yoyim to the Chiyav sudas unless you ate at night.
Rabbi, would that be the same for Shalosh Udas?
Would that be the same? I would assume so. No, you could start Shalosh Shudis as long as it's still Shabbos for you. I mean, if you always keep Shabbos until 72, you could start eating Shalosh Shudis until 72. Maybe it has to do with this. But what comes out is that the din of Suda is different than Kiddush. Kiddush, I could be Mikayim in the Hoysafa Michal al Kiddush. Why? Because Kiddush is going on Shabbos. Kiddush is being Mikadish Shabbos. So it has to do with the Kedusha Shabbos. So as long as there's Kedusha Shabbos here, I could already make Kiddush. Masha Enkin eating the Suda, for that you might need Laila Mamish, because Hayoim. So what I'm pointing out is that it could be this Machlekes of whether I can eat the Suda Shabbos V'yantiv in the Zmantei Seves Shabbos. Kobe has nothing to do with the Chakira before of what is the status of Shabbos. Kobe is a special din by Suda Shabbos that even though I can make Kiddush ready, but it's not Hayoim. Now, yeah, the Taz learned that no, the Taz is of the opinion that Suda Shabbos are mamash mitzvah deraisa. He says lecha mishnah is a din deraisa, Suda is deraisa, but he held that since Toizu Shabbos is deraisa, it's already hayoy. Similar, we saw Toizus and Ksubis daf mem zayin. He said Toizus mashman is no din simchas yontif during Toizus yontif. And the nafkamina is for chasna, you let have chasna, right? The Gemara is looking, Tais is looking for a zman where it's yontif of Eim Arvim Simcha B'Simcha. So it says during Taisvis. Am I muted? Okay. So he says, the Shemus brought down a Chuvas Meshiv Dava, where the Netziv had a Shaila. The Netziv had a Shaila. The Netziv had a Shaila that there was a person who, a Karev of his, passed away. And the halach is that if you start sitting Shiva before Yantiv, Yantiv is Mevatel the Shiva. And after Yantiv, they don't have to sit Shiva. Even if they just sat for a few minutes. So the Shiloh here was, this lady already lit the Neiris. And so she has Tosfos Shabbos. And the question was, is there an issa for her to sit Shiva so that she could pater herself from having to sit Shiva if the Yontif. And in the Siv says that the issa of sitting of Avelas is coming from the Din Simcha. And since Tais says no Din Simcha yet, so she could start sitting Shiva. But the question is that has the Shtim with Tais who holds that does this Shtim with Tais or not? You see from here that Taisim Psachim, has the Shtim with Taisim Psachim. That's Mashma that you can already eat the Suda Shabbos Yontif. So you see from here that even though we're saying Taisim Shabbos allows me to Mekayim mitzvahs of Shabbos, but it's not for all dinim. It's not for all dinim. Another mashal we have is the discussion about eating matzah, Lel Pesach. Eating be mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah, or drinking the kais of kiddush the lal seda during the time of Taisus Shabbos. So Taisus Pesachim and the Rosh write that you cannot eat matzah because it's iskish to Pesach, and by Pesach it says it has to be dafke at night, and real night erev teichlu has to be at night. But it's muchach from Taisus that if not for the hekish, you'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah matzah already, while it's still day. And the Truma Sedeshin brought down in the Beis Yosef writes that for the same reason you need to drink the kais of kiddush at night, because since it's one of the dalit kaisos, and the dalit kaisos have to be drunk at night, and that's the way the Magen Avraham paskins and explains the Shulchan Aruch that says sheyoychol mishetech shach. However, the Taz again does he doesn't explain like that. And from the Taz, it's mashma that it would be impossible to drink the kais of kiddush while still day, even though the kais of kiddush is a chelik of the dalek kaisos. And therefore the Taz has to explain, come on to a new reason why you should wait for the kais of kiddush, because there's been makam suda. That's why you should not be mekash until mishetech shach. That's why the Prima Gadam explains. Another example of this is, I gave out the Maramakoyma, it's a very interesting machlekes Taz and Marshal by Sukkos. If someone's mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, so right now it's a Shana Rabbah. Shana Rabbah, you have to sit in the Sukkah with a bracha. Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in the Sukkah with a bracha, for sure not. So the Marshal says, Sonos Mikabel Taisvis Shmini Atzeres, he can't eat, he has to fast, he can't eat, he has to wait until the night. Because what are you going to do? If you sit down to eat, it's still Sukkos, you have to eat in the Sukkah. So you're going to make a bracha on eating in the Sukkah and at the same time say Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres? It's a stira. Taz says, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? You're allowed to eat out of the Sukkah. It's finished. The day's over. Another Nakuda, going back to what we were discussing before, was we said that you can make Kiddush during Tosef Shabbos. Right? The Gemara by us says, Gemara is before and now Gemara, that you can make Kiddush during Tosef Shabbos. So the Ra'ah says, what's the reason? Why could be Yotza Kiddush during Tosef? It says, because Tosef is a din d'oraisa. Now, according to the Rambam and the Mordechai, that Taisvus is not Daraisa, maybe no Taisvus, even the Rabbanan according to some Shittas, how can I make Kiddush early? So that's why you'll see that Taisvus, that the Rambam, the Mordechai give a different reason. And they go on the Shittase, that there's no Din Taisvus Shabbos in the Daraisa, they had to come on to a different reason why you could be Mekadesh early, while it's still day. I don't want to get into so much the other examples you find by Sfiras HaOmer. There's a discussion during the count Sfiras HaOmer during the time of Tosefes Shabbos. The Magmar brings from the Gos Maimnis that it's mutter to count on Erev Shabbos Mibayim after Tfilas Maimon. The Bach argues, and again the Mashal that's brought in the Taz speaks about it. L'maisa we're machmir, right? We wait until the night. Over there, it could be because there's a special dinner to me, mice. That's why we don't do it. One last example, interesting example, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, is that then Tais Visyantav on Rosh Hashanah, so the Maril in Simen Gimel, it's brought down the Mekrai Kodesh, writes that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you should not be Maisim Mechol al Kodesh. Because, he says, why? Because since Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of Din, the Yom of the Dina, why add more Din? You know, as he's learning that the Din already starts, or this scary day of Rosh Hashanah, the Din, the Yom of the Dina. So why add more Din to yourself? So don't be Maisiv, because if you be Maisiv, it's already Rosh Hashanah and the Yom HaDin already began. So he held that on Rosh Hashanah, there's no din of Tais V'Siyantim. But other Paiskim and Mashma clearly not like that. And there was the Mashma that the din doesn't start until Rosh Hashanah morning. But it could be he means just the etzim idea that the Yom HaDin has begun is already something. Say the Al Kopanim, What we see from the Rishonim is that they held that it's possible to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Sayyim, during the time of Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos Shabbos is not just a din on the person, that he has to now be misnayig in a certain way. Rather, there's a chalais over here of a day. The day is changing. Right? It's not just how I have to act with this. There's a chefz of a yom over here that's being added on over here. And that's why there's nafkaminis to certain dinim of Shabbos that I can already do. The Ramban that we quoted, so the Ramban's talking about over there, Tosfos to Tisha B'Av. You see, not only to Shabbos, Yontif, but there's also a din of Tosfos to Tisha B'Av. Now, Tisha B'Av, there's no Kedusha. There's no Kedusha to Tisha B'Av, but what? There's a Yom. The Yom, it's a day on a calendar. And if I can be Maisif, I'm being Maisif to the Yom. But it's possible to say that this whole chiddush of being meisif to the yoim is only when it was a kabbalah through a meisa. A kabbalah through a dibra alone can't be mechadish this new day. Perhaps a kabbalah through a dibra will be a chalami, a hanhaga that I need, that now I must have been melacha. Like it's mevor in the levush. The Vush compares it to a neder. The Vush wants to say, just like a neder, you can be shell on. So also, you can be shell on this if you're just mekabla with a deeper. But the chayra, if that's all you mean mekabla, then the chayra, there's no tzad, you can be mekayim mitzvahs during that time. The Vush himself happens to hold that even a kabbalah through Ma'ariv is considered like a dibur. Now, and that's why you'll see in different paiskim, like we quoted the Shulchan Aruch Harav to bring out the idea earlier. Kaf Chaim also speaks about it. B'shem some others, got who he's come to explain. But the chilik that they're going halacha lemaisa, that there's taka chilik between kabbalah de diva to a kabbalah de maisa. We admire the Bach's kash on the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, right? They can be mkabel Shabbos through Ma'ariv. So Frank the Bach through Ma'ariv, why can't you be mkabel with stam a diva? The Teretz is because they're both talking about over there eating the Suda Shabbos. So they're coming to tell you, you can be Madlik Daenerys, be Kabul Shabbos with Tfilas Ma'ariv, and eat right away. Like the way the Magen Avraham explains the Machaber. And that's why they picked Dafka through Ma'ariv. They didn't speak about a bit deeper. Now, Now, there is a discussion, can I be Mekabel Shabbos? Do I have to daven Ma'ariv in order to get to this? Or it's enough to make Kiddush, or it's enough to do B'diba. From our sugi, it's mashma, that you need tefillah. Right, that's what Rav, going back to the beginning of the sugya, Rav was mispala, and we were bothered, why was he mispala? Just being Kabbal Shabbos. Seems like there's definitely something that Rav was gaining by davening and giving up the smichas gula tefillah in order to accomplish something, to be mkaddish this man of Tosfos Shabbos. And this also leads us to the understanding of the Rishonim that argue about being masna. My luck is Neiris. He's making it tonight that I don't want to be Mekab Shabbos with that luck is Neiris. The Achreinim also, if I can make it tonight by Tfilas Ma'ariv, I'm going to daven Ma'ariv, but I don't want to be Mekab Shabbos. Can I do that or not? The Teretz is that the whole idea of tonight is if it's Tali in you. if you're a man the om over here, if you have a say. So I could say, I don't have das for Shabbos right now. I'm going to do this, but I don't have das for Shabbos. If you need my das. But if it's not totally your das, it's the mitzias of what's going on. You can't change the mitzias. And that's what Rishonim was saying, that through Adlakas Neiris, some Rishonim was saying, through Adlakas Neiris, you just created a mitzias of Shabbos over here. Yeah, I mentioned that in the Hari Kedem, I don't have a Hari Kedem here, but maybe Gav will find it in his, that if I remember correctly, in Sukkah, Gemara says that according to one man, Atzei Sukkah is as Kedusha, inherent Kedusha, because the Pasuk tells us, Chag, there's a Kedusha to the Atzei Sukkah. And Gemara in Beitza says, you can't make a Tanai in Atzei Sukkah, like Schach. Schach, you can make a, I'm sorry, Noi, you can make a Tanai. Atzei Sukkah, you can't make a Tanai. The Gra is Mendama Neir Shabbos to Atzei Sukkah. There's a Kedusha over here. You created a Kedusha, you can't make a Tanai. Either you lied in the Neir Shabbos, you're not lying in the Neir Shabbos. There's no Tanai, I'm lying in Neir Shabbos, but Shabbos shouldn't be. That's what some Rishonim learn. So the question is in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef L'chaira says himself. Because the Gabi, the Din Kabbalah B'Ta'os, Beis Yosef says that a Kabbalah Shabbos through Adlokas Neiris is stronger than Kabbalah Shabbos through Tfilas Meir. And therefore, if someone lit Neiris B'Ta'os, it's Kabbalah's Chal. And it's not Doima, the Beis Yosef says, to Tfilas Meir B'Ta'os. But when he talks about Tanai, Beis Yosef says that Kabbalah Shabbos they date Meiriv is stronger than a Kabbalah Shabbos day, the Adlokas Neiris. And therefore, if someone made it tonight that they don't want to be a Kabbalah Shabbos, even according to the Mandama that will work by Adlokas Neiris, it's not going to work by Meirif. So how do two things stem? Right now, there's according to the Beis Yosef, what is the gather to Kabbalah Shabbos through Adlokas Neiris and Tfilas Meirif? Because by the din of Ta'os, it seems to be that Lokas Neiris is a Kabbalah Ide Maisa. And therefore, it's Chalim B'Taos. And Meiriv seems to be a Kabbalah that's telling you Das. But when it comes to Tanai, it seems to be the opposite. So, we could explain as follows, that the Beis Yosef held, that the Chilik that we mentioned by Taos, that when someone makes a Kabbalah B'Taos, even a Kabbalah was made through Tfilas Meiriv is also a Gilui Dastika Kabbalah. It's Taka Maisa, but it's a Kabbalah which is being made by me, Davni Meiriv, and speaking out the Indian of Shabbos, saying Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh is the Shabbos. It has to do with the Das. It's a Maisa, but it has to do with the Das. As opposed to Halakas Neiris, it's a Maisa by itself. And over there, makes no difference by Halakas Neiris. So even if you made a Taos, it's Chal. But that's only in Binigay Kabbalah B'Taos. But when it comes to a case where there was no Taos, just you didn't have Rotzin Timim Kabbal Shabbos, and then maybe we could say the opposite Sfar. That Halakas Neiris is a Mais that's Shaykh to do even B'Yom Chol. Therefore, you can be master on that Lokas Neiris. I don't want it to be Chal, the Kedush Shabbos, right away. Masha'enkin, davening, saying Tefillah, like the Beis Yosef says, the Lashon Beis Yosef is, it's a Maisa She'ef Shalah, so you should be in Chol. We were madgish that when we were reading the Beis Yosef earlier. It's in Maisa She'ef Shalah, so you should be in Chol. So you can't make a Tanai on it that you're not being Mekabel Shabbos with Tefillah's Meir, because you're mentioning the Kedush Shayim. So, if it was B'Taos, you're missing the Das. But when you're doing it, you know you're davening the Shemoneh Esrei. But it could be it still needs some Hesper. The Gra, could be the Gra understood, the Gra learned a little differently. The Gra, Rish Samach Gimel, Sifya Dalet, and also in later on. It could be he learned that the he says the Kabbalah's betar is heavy Kabbalah, umitfila in raya, kim the tfila betar is any klum. The reason why by tfila betar is it doesn't help. Okay, let's leave that for right now. Akapanim, this may be the svaras. Now, the complicated shita, which the Ilum's getting into now, is the Rambam. The Rambam, and for this, I think we're going to have to go more into the sugya of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif, is that L'chaira from our sugya, we have three nisim over here, three ideas that we're dealing with. Rav was mispal Ma'ariv early. We have number two, Rav was mekabel Shabbos early before Shkia. And number three, the Gemara says you can make kiddush al hakos. And if we take a look at the Rambam, so we have the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, Per Gimel Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam says, V'yesh loy l'spalo. What does it mean, V'yesh loy l'spalo? Sounds like a rishos. You could. V'yesh loy l'spalo. Okay. V'yesh loy l'spalo. Tefila's Arvish Shalele Shabbos Be'erv Shabbos. Chayim shetishka acham, v'chein yispal arvish shomotei Shabbos b'Shabbos, l'fi shetfilas arvish reshus emedaktik emezman. So what we're saying over here is that one could daven ma'ariv of Shabbos before shkia, and when I daven Ma'ariv early, am I being mekabel Shabbos with that? Am I mekabel Shabbos with that? The Rambam sasa, it doesn't explain to us. Leaves it open. Matter of fact, he leaves out this whole halacha about being mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha. So he's taking our sugya, which the sugya of Rav should be found in Hilchos Tefila and also in Hilchos Shabbos. And in Hilchos Shabbos, we don't find how he doesn't explain to us. In Hilchos Shabbos, he leaves it out. Which sounds like from the Rambam, that when I daven Ma'ariv early, I'm not being, there's no chalos Kedusha Shabbos. I'm not being mekabel Shabbos with this. And I have no chiv shvisa from Malacha. Because if he held that it's shayich, that through tefillas Ma'ariv, you're being makdim kabbalah Shabbos, he should have written some halacha and nocha Shabbos about it. And yet he doesn't do that. The Shulchan Aruch, he's kaveh halacha. He learned from Rav halacha in Hilchos Tefila and halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Right? You have the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, where he says if you want, you can be noig like Rabbi Yehuda and daven Ma'ariv from Plaga Mincha. Just have to be careful not to daven Mincha during that time. And then there's halacha in Simirish Samachzayin, Sibbeis, they could be Makdim Tfilas Arvis earlier and be Makab Shabbos with Tfilas Arvis, Velachomiyat. But the Rambam leaves out that halach. Now, in a way, Now, there is a discussion in the Shita of the Rambam if there is any of Tais Shabbos with Rabbanan. But this is one nekuda here. Now, what about making kiddush? So the Rambam perchavtes halach yir aleph. Again, he uses lashon yesh la'adam. A person could. It's up to him. The kadesh ala kais erev Shabbos mi boydayim. Afa pish le'nichnesu haShabbos. A person could be mekadesh on a kais erev Shabbos mi boydayim. Afa pish le'nichnesu haShabbos. Interesting lashon. Interesting. Rambam says, Kiddush I could do. Avdol I could do early. Kiddush I could do early. It's around the time of the Knesset of Yitzia. Even if it's Ben Koydim L'Shah Zuma'at. So from this halacha, I see I can be mekadesh on a kais, even though it's not.
Rabbi, we can't hear you.
This, which means that with the ma'isa, yeah. If with the ma'isa,
we can't hear you.
Oh,
connection went.
Okay, well, you lost me by the Rambam on kiddush.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos perchavtes aloch yidal. So he's talking about over there whether I can make kiddush mi boydayim or not. So he says, Yesh loy ladim lekadosh al kais erev Shabbos mi boydayim. Af al pi shlay nichnas ha Shabbos, even though it's not Shabbos. And then he says, you can be mavdol even before the end of Shabbos because the mitzvah of zechira is bein b'shas k'nisas v'tziyasai bein koydim l'shah zuma'at. So from this halacha it seems that I can be mekadesh on a kais, even though af pishle nichnasa Shabbos. The ma'ase kiddush alone does not create a kabbalas Shabbos over here, because if the ma'ase kiddush mi boydayim is a kabbalas Shabbos, so then it's not possible to have a matzav of kiddush lifnei shen nichnasa Shabbos. So you can't have it before nichnasa Shabbos. What's the Rambam say? Af pishle nichnasa Shabbos must be. Kiddush is not what creates Shabbos. So we see in the Rambam, tefillah is not creating Shabbos. Kiddush is not making Shabbos. So even though in Kiddush, what am I saying? Kiddush is a strong lashon over there. Going back to Kiddush is Shabbos. So it's not Kabbalah Shabbos. There's a Kiddush. There's a big Kiddush. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, he over there alludes to the fact that Tefillah's Ma'ariv is a Rishos, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Parag Gimel Halacha Vav, Tefillah's Ha'erev, Ava Bishen Echoiva, Hamispal Oisa, Zmana Mitchilas Halayla. And then in Halacha Zayin it says, Yesh Leilis Pal Tefillah's Arvish, Shalele Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Kodim Shadishka Achama, the fish it feels arvus rishos in medaktik in mizmana. So the Ravid understood that why you be marked in the tefillas ma'ariv of Shabbos according to Rambam, because you need to. It's a tzarich sha. It's not lechatchila. Right? He says she'ein roy lastis kain al tzarich sha. So the Kesem Mishnah says it's not a hasaga. It's going to explain. It's going to explain that when is it that a person like Davin Ma'ariv and he'll be Yaitza when he needs to, and that's where the Rabbeinu Menoyach brought down the Kesem Mishnah also understood that he could be marked in Tefillas Ma'ariv going to Rambam Davka when it's a Dechak or a Tzarech Shah. So what comes out from the Rambam is that the Zman of Tefillas Ma'ariv, L'chatchila, is from the beginning of the night. However, I could be makdamin even before shkes achama b'diavad, because tefilas arvus rishus ain't medaktik in mizmano. And according to these paiskim, the whole day can be makal shabbos early with my tefilas ma'ariv. According to them, it's a chara lechatchila tikkadin. The Rambam, who held that Yinamakal Shabbos, so it sounds like it's not so Shalachatrivik. But I'll compare him. Okay. So we're ending off with the Rambam. Now, one more point at the Rambam. The Rambam says, but I agree that Yom Kippur is a din Taisvis Yom Kippur. For what? For the Hilchas Inu Yom Kippur. Right? The Chamesh is Inuyim. Achila is Achila, Shasiya, Rechitza, Sicha. But I disagree, the Rambam, I disagree about that. I'm sorry, but the Rambam does not say there's a din taisvis for the issa melacha, which makes sense that therefore there's no taisvis by Yishan Ziyantin. But the item is struggling, and we have to look back at the Sugya and Yuma and the Sugya Roshana to see. Where did the Rambam get this from? That there's only a din taisvis, but so you can tell me the pasuk in Nisan. Gemara says it also that we compare Shabbos Yantiv to it. So how did the Magen Mishnah know that the Rambam learned it's only by Yom Kippur? And if you're going to Rav Kiva, take a look at the Gemara Rashad. It sounds like Rav Kiva didn't hold the taisvis except for by Shviyas. So in the Rambam, where's the makar that this Taisvis by Yom Kippur? And how do you know that it's only for Ino and not for Malach? Okay. I hope I was clearer than past times.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, after brings in Rabbi Kiva, it's bothered than what he uses Tish Pesu Shabbatchem for. So it sounds like in Rabbi Kiva, that even he had Tosefos Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and Chulei.
But Tish Besush Shabbat Chem is talking about what?
The Pashas is that speaking about Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Exactly. So how do you get to Yom Kippur and only Inui?
Right. I mean, Tosefos over there says that it's learned out for everything.
What?
I mean, Tosis over there says it's learned out for everything. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur.
Yeah, Tosis, I agree.
From Shviyath, right.
I agreed to that, because that's the Kal V'chaima. If Shviyath has Tosis, the Kal V'chaima, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur. But the Rambam doesn't do that.
Right.